Jobs were needed, and part of the solution to this was the Arthur Dale Association, which was chartered in 1935. This was a non-share corporation formed by the homesteaders as a branch of the Mountaineer Craftsmen Association that operated in Scott's Run. The center complex area, where the New Deal Homestead Museum Visitor Center is presently located, became the site for several buildings and many of the skilled labor jobs. Here, the homesteaders could find employment in a collective of trade skills, manufacturing such items as furniture, pewter, annealed copper, and woven goods. The most successful and well-known of the crafts at Arthur Dale was furniture manufacturing. Furniture was produced for sale in the craft shop and mail order catalogs. Homesteaders who worked in the factory also made furniture for their families after hours. The furniture factory produced three minor lines and four major lines, which were sold to the public and furniture stores. Pieces can still be found in use throughout the United States today. Various pieces are at Eleanor Roosevelt's Valkill Cottage, and chairs remain in the National Office of the American Friends Service Committee. During the second year of the homestead project, looms were brought in and a spinning and weaving cooperative was formed. Some of the looms were purchased by Mrs. Roosevelt herself. She also paid for teachers from Kentucky's Berea College to teach weaving in Arthur Dale. The women produced a variety of cotton, linen, and wool items for sale in the community's craft shop, as well as for sale in the United States and abroad. The metalworking shop was located in the forge, also part of the center complex. Blacksmiths produced hardware for the homes, as well as copper, pewter, and wrought iron for sale in the craft shop and mail order catalogs. Well recognized, their pewter candlesticks were selected for display at the 1937 Paris Exhibition to represent the high level of American craftsmanship. The association operations also included a store, farm, inn, and barber shop, as well as dairy and poultry processing. While no operation was profitable, these endeavors provided an income for homesteaders and skills for future employment.